This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In one of the bloodiest days in the Middle East in recent weeks, five Israeli soldiers and five Palestinian gunmen were killed in gun battles in Gaza and the West Bank. It happened yesterday when three militant Palestinian groups staged a coordinated attack on Israeli troops at a checkpoint between Israel and the Gaza Strip. Four Israelis were killed. A fifth died in a gun battle in the West Bank city of Hebron. The weekend violence follows the decision by leaders of Hamas to break off ceasefire talks with Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Today, Abbas denounced the violence during a meeting with reporters in Ramallah. NPR's Linda Gradstein was there. What more did Abbas have to say?
Well, the denunciation of the violence was quite strong. He said, "We completely reject all actions like this." He also called for the renewal of the dialogue with Hamas. He said there is no alternative to dialogue. However, he rejected the Israeli demand that he use force against Hamas. His information minister said that we will never use weapons against Hamas. He also said there were some disagreements or some misunderstandings at his statement at the Aqaba summit last week. And he said that Palestinians will never give up on the right of return of Palestinian refugees to their homes in Israel, and that Israel must release all prisoners. Palestinian analysts said it was an attempt by Mr. Abbas to try to establish a power base. He's being squeezed from all directions by the militant groups like Hamas, by Israel, by the Bush administration, and he doesn't have much of a power base. He invited the longest-serving Palestinian prisoner, Ahmed Jabara, who was released last week by Israel. He invited him to come up and sit next to him, and he repeated several times how all of the prisoners must be released.
What's the relationship between Arafat and Abbas? Which one is speaking for the Palestinians?
Well, that's a very good question. Mr. Abbas today said several times he mentioned Yasser Arafat's name and said several times that he is the leader of the Palestinian people. Nobody really knows. Israeli officials, of course, say that Yasser Arafat is still calling the shots and that Mr. Abbas is simply carrying out Yasser Arafat's will. Other people say that there's a dialogue going on, but he was very strong in his denunciation of violence and of yesterday's attack.
Sharon is being criticized too.
Sharon is also under attack. Last night in the Likud Central Committee, Sharon was treated to boos and catcalls and whistles. He could barely finish his speech at times. And Sharon said that Israel will go ahead with the roadmap. He said the Israeli public supports it and that he ignored the calls from his Likud Central Committee. They held up signs saying Sharon has given in to terror. However, Sharon also made some hardline statements saying that Israel will never allow the right of return of Palestinian refugees, that the Israeli reservations to the roadmap are an integral part of the roadmap. But the difference between the pressure Sharon is under and the pressure Abbas is under is that Sharon is firmly ensconced as the Prime Minister of Israel. He has public backing. The government is stable. Mahmoud Abbas is trying to build a power base. He is in a much more delicate situation. The Palestinians on the street, I'm now in a restaurant, and everybody here says they want to see changes on the ground. They don't care if it's Mahmoud Abbas or Arafat. They want to see something change.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in the West Bank city of Ramallah.